10 minutes after 7, taking us now to our next conversation as promised. But before we go there, I want to tell you what I played for you. I played your reunion music with Anondida, and then just now I played you Shower Power, and their track was titled Dear God. It's now 11 minutes after 7. This is the second final hour of Business Sense with me, Nayelo Pondona, standing in for Tapila Moloi. We're together until 8 o'clock, and now it's time for us to get into our conversation for today, and that's our Tech Tuesday conversation. We're talking about the challenges and opportunities of remote work. You may be aware of this because you've been living through COVID-19 for 2 years in lockdown, but it's a thing now. Remote work did not stop with COVID-19. Remote work has been a growing trend for several years now for some companies, but the COVID-19 pandemic accelerated this trend significantly, if not entirely, for almost everyone who's not an essential service worker. So the sudden shift to remote work forced many companies to adapt quickly to a new way of working, and the results have been mixed. I understand why. So let's talk about the challenges and opportunities brought about by remote work. And to give us some insights and some perspective, joining me now is Benjamin Lela, who is our guest for tonight. He'll be giving us some perspective. Benjamin, good afternoon. Beg your pardon. Good evening to you, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this hour.
Thank you, Nick. Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. A bit nervous. This is my first time doing Business Sense, and so I'm hoping I will not mess things up. This is a business show. You know, I've never done a business show before, so I don't want to mess things up. And Tupper comes back having to pick up the pieces of my mess. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to have a good time.
I do hope so, too. First and foremost, let's just give a definition of what we're talking about here. When we're talking about remote work, what exactly is that? What is, per definition, remote work?
All right. Thank you. I want to put this in a simple way. Using things that we understand and use on a daily basis. Basically, remote work, we're talking about the ability or to work, virtually in general. So what we're simply saying is remote work is the ability for us to practice working from home,
yeah,
or from another space that is not your office,
yeah,
your general office. So we're simply taking your work to another place or location, and then you'll be able to work from that location,
as
if you are in your actual office.
Yeah, sure, sure. I hear you. Have you done any of that work?
Yes. So generally, I've been doing remote work.
Yeah.
For the past few years, of course, this was accelerated by the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's been in IT, we've been in remote work for a while. Using different tools like AnyDesk, TeamViewer, which allow you to maybe work on resources which are offsite.
Yeah.
So, we've been in remote work for a while.
All right. Before we get into the various details and the nitty-gritties of our conversation tonight, let's just get to know you first and foremost. Tell us about yourself. Who is Benjamin Lela? Professionally, mostly, so we understand what we're talking about here. This is somebody who is not a newbie in the work of IT. This is not a newbie in industry of cybersecurity. Talk to us about Benjamin Lela.
Thank you. Benjamin Lela is a 29-year-old male,
mm-hmm,
an Adventist. And I grew up in a small city in Zimbabwe. Actually, it's the third largest, but relatively small in general,
okay,
called Gweru. Yeah. I got interested in the world of IT when I was still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It just fascinated me, seeing, you know, these gurus in action, I was like, okay, I want to do this when I grow up.
Okay.
So growing up, I then managed to pursue a degree in information systems.
Okay.
So that's what I did academically. And then I got engaged in various companies. At first, there's doing web development for a small web development company in Zimbabwe. Then I grew into did also a bit of ERP work, majoring in SAP. And then
hold on. Did you just slap me with jargon? ERB and SNP? Come on, speak English.
Okay, so generally, SAP is a software, it covers mainly a lot of facets that you use in companies like your HR. It's got a module for HR, a module for your accounting, etc. Yeah, I hope I simplified that a bit. But then, currently, I'm a systems analyst working for a water group in Zimbabwe, which is the biggest hotel group called African Sun Limited.
Okay.
Yes. So I then managed to add on some certifications to actually strengthen myself in the field, because in IT, you then realize that there are a lot of angles that you can tackle it from.
Yeah.
You can't major in everything. So I got fascinated in the world of security, and cloud technologies.
Yeah.
So that's why I then ended up certifying in cybersecurity with ISC squared, and I also did Microsoft Azure Administration.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cloud platform.
Okay.
It's an environment generally that is offered by Microsoft to, deploy, manage your IT resources and everything.
Yeah.
In general. Yeah. Also did network security, because in the world of cybersecurity, and cloud technology, network security then becomes an important part of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to secure whatever it is that you are working on, and whatever solution that you're giving to your clients, your stakeholders in general.
Okay.
So this is Benjamin now. I also then added a bit of governance, which is a pro side.
Okay.
But that is so important, because if you don't know how to govern your resources and, everything that you do within the IT workspace, you then tend to, lose out on a lot.
Right.
Yeah. So generally that's Benjamin.
Got it. Okay. So let me prick your brain just a bit. I want to read you a quote from Lyndon B. Johnson, one of the presidents, the former presidents of the United States. It's a quote that I found rather interesting. And when I read it, I thought, my goodness, this team that puts together Business Sense is a rather serious team about business. I want to read this quote to you and tell me what you think about it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This quote reads, and I quote, "If future generations are to remember us more with gratitude than sorrow, we must achieve more than just the miracles of technology. We must also leave them a glimpse of the world as it was created, not just as it looked when we got through with it." That's Lyndon B. Johnson, former president of the United States. What does it say what does it say to you?
Well, what a quotation.
I thought so too. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is indeed, laden with a lot of, information there.
Mm.
So one thing that I noticed from it, it talks about, as living a world in general that will be appreciated by the future generation.
Yeah.
So they want us to remember us with gratitude more than sorrow.
Right.
Yeah. And it also says that we should leave them with a glimpse of the world as it was created.
Right.
Not just as it looked.
Mm-hmm.
But you realize, maybe within the topic of remote work and everything, in the IT environment, you mm-hmm. see that there is a lot of growth and change.
Right.
On a daily basis, there's a lot of change that's going on. And it's easy for us to get lost in, developing ourselves and changing everything so we get everything done by the click of the button.
Right,
you know,
right.
And in the comfort of our homes and the like.
Mm-hmm.
But we might miss out on, some key elements in life.
Okay.
You know, which is like, you see, our roots in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we came from. We don't have to erase everything.
Okay.
We need to leave something that shows a trail of
that's
where
right.
we came from.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
So that's what I say. I say, okay, so as much as we might need to develop and do everything, you know, and go on with the craze of the world.
Yes.
We also need to conserve, you know, to be conservative in our approach and preserve on, you know, those other important things that we have come across.
Yeah.
So that we can pass it to the future generations. They don't have to just remember us as the tech giants who changed the
right.
world. They also need to see, okay, so this is our DNA. This is where we come from. And this is what has brought us to this point.
Yeah.
You know?
So what attracted my attention, I was curious to hear your insights as a person who is more tech-savvy than I am, is the phrase, I'm going to read this part that I found rather interesting. It says, we must achieve more than just the miracles of technology. He accepts that things that we have done as far as technology is concerned are miracles, but we must do more. I thought, what does that mean? I mean, the miracle in itself is a lot. Now you're saying we must do more than just the miracle of technology. What does that mean? What did that mean to you?
if we look at it, when computers were developed
right.
first, I'll use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first RAM chip, or memory chip in general,
yeah,
it was so big that they, you know, to use heavy equipment to lift it up.
Indeed, it filled the room, they said.
Yeah. And the computers would occupy like a big room, you know. Yeah. And at that point, only a few people really believed that, you know, this thing was going to change. You know? Most people, when they looked at it, they're saying, okay, so what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And is it even helpful?
Okay.
You know? But then, if only those people could then maybe, I'm assuming most of them have left this world,
mm-hmm.
they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, if those people could have the same experience as us now, you know, and you see, okay, so there's a device that allows you to, you know, to record
mm-hmm.
and store information, terabytes, petabytes, whatever, you know. But then it's so small that it can fit in the mobile phone.
Yeah.
It's a miracle to them, you know. Everything is, it's like magic.
Right.
Which actually gives me an insight also of, you know, the creative power of God, you know, and how he has designed our minds to, mm-hmm. you know, see things that are not yet there, and then we can then put some effort into it so that we can produce those miracles.
Okay. And what would be more than that? Because Lyndon Johnson seems to be under the impression that there could be more than that. And he implies, this is, again, a layperson reading it here. He's implying that keeping things as natural as possible is more than advancing in technology. Did you see the same thing as I'm saying?
That's another angle that is showing me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another angle that you're showing me.
All right.
But I think what I see is, you know, the importance of having a good balance.
Okay.
Everything, you know, the natural and, you know, also achieving these miracles, you know, in technology and everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Literally, all that so all that right. you can get balancing.
Got it. All right. Enough about that. Let's get into our conversation tonight. We're talking about the opportunities and, well, the risks, so to speak, the challenges and opportunities of remote work. Our guest for tonight is Benjamin Lela.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.